Elaine will introduce our second set of stories from this week's evening news. She's focusing on birds and fish.
Yes, this is a wildlife-only section. We will start with the chicken gate story and follow that with peahens, owls and a black stork. Then we return to the impact of the hot weather on green algae at Whitlingham Broad and on the fish on the River Wensum. Phil will start with foul play and ruffled feathers.
Car horns and revving engines are usually the soundtrack to waking up in the city, but residents near Magdalen Street have instead been greeted by what sounded like very contented chickens. For 6 months, the mysterious morning clucking sparked Chickengate and forced fed-up locals to desperately track down the noisy birds plaguing the Angler Square area. But the suspected poultry have now been cleared and the unlikely culprits have actually been revealed to be noisy gulls, nesting above Lucy's emporium. Patrick Wiltshire says the horrible noises, which are actually from gulls, is something he's been having to put up with for years. Gulls have been nesting on the roof of the building for years, he said. They guard the babies by circling around the area. They go absolutely berserk. The noise is horrible, but it's not their fault. There is at least a dozen up there.
They have made Mulbarton their home for far longer than many of their neighbours. But the peafowl that have roamed the centre of the village for decades are now ruffling some feathers. While the brightly coloured birds have their supporters, a number of villagers say they have become a nuisance and should face curbs. One local has gone so far as to raise the issue with the parish council and South Norfolk District Council, which has agreed to look into it. The muster, that's the collective name for a group of peafowl, has been a common sight in the village for decades. Some say the birds have been a fixture of the village since the 1960s. During that time, Mulbarton has been transformed by hundreds of new homes, becoming one of the fastest growing villages in Norfolk. This dynamic might account for the changing attitudes to the birds, with newcomers initially charmed by the creatures and then becoming frustrated with them. They have even been spotted trying to board buses which stop in the village. They have become so well established that the village primary school even has its own peafowl policy on how to deal with the birds which regularly patrol the grounds and are sometimes found wandering the corridors. The school also has a peafowl incident log in which the head teacher can record any damage caused by the birds as well as occasions where their noise reaches volumes unconducive to learning.
An owl charity is urging drivers to take extra care when travelling through the countryside. Motorists are being urged to look out for and report dead barn owls on the roads, with more owls expected to be out and about over the next few months due to earlier than usual fledglings this summer. The Owl Trust is particularly concerned about young barn owls navigating the landscape for the first time, being vulnerable to road traffic collisions. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust added, "Barn owls are usually found on farmland or grassland during dawn or dusk, and owl boxes should not be put near main roads as they're often killed by road traffic."
A rare bird has been spotted on the Norfolk Broads in an unusual summer sighting. The black stork was seen at Hickling Broad on Friday, August the 7th, by wildlife photographer and Norfolk Wildlife Trust volunteer Nick Goodrum, who was visiting the site with his wife. While sitting in the Secker hide, he spotted a large, dark bird and suspected it was the black stork that had recently been reported in the Horsey, Winterton and Higham Holmes areas. Mr. Goodrum said, "This bird is obviously a juvenile as it has a grey bill and legs, whereas the mature adult has a red bill and legs." He managed to photograph the bird as it fed along the water's edge. Once I processed the photos, I showed my fellow colleagues at Hickling the next day to confirm my identification, Mr. Goodrem added. The black stork is classified as a rare vagrant in the UK and is typically recorded in fewer than 1% of bird sightings, according to the British Trust for Ornithology. Sightings are more common in spring and autumn, so summer sightings usually involve wandering juveniles or continental migrants.
Visitors are being warned to keep dogs away from the water at a country park due to toxins being found within the Broad. The warning comes amid blue-green algae being discovered at Whittlingham Country Park, a gateway to the Great Broad with 280 acres of woodland and open water. The amount of algae is currently moderate, but above the advised level for dogs to access the water. A dog can be poisoned by drinking affected water, swallowing algae or licking contaminated water or scum from its coat after swimming or paddling. Depending on the toxin involved, it can rapidly affect a dog's nervous system, liver or breathing, and signs can include vomiting, diarrhea or excessive drooling. A spokesman for Whittlingham Country Park said, "Blue-green algae is known to be toxic to animals, so please keep dogs away from the water for their safety. If you've booked a water activity with Whittlingham Adventure Centre, please contact them directly for advice. The Adventure Centre can still offer watercraft activities safely, and they know how to manage the risk for their customers."
Norfolk's anglers have warned it could be last chance saloon for the future of river fishing after the discovery of thousands of dead fish. Some of East Anglia's best known fishermen are concerned about the future of its waterways and the sport of river fishing after roach, perch, pike, chub and eels all perished in the River Wensum. John Bailey, the man behind the curtain of the hit TV series Bob Mortimer and Paul Whitehouse Gone Fishing, has caught specimen roach from the river which the next generation of anglers can only dream of. The author and angler, who now lives in Herefordshire, has witnessed a major decline in his lifetime. Mr. Bailey said, "When I was a kid, Norfolk was nationally famous. Wensum roach were a byword for magnificence, and people used to come from all over the country to fish it. The number of wild fish in this country has toppled during my lifetime. We are absolutely in the last chance saloon when it comes to saving Norfolk's piscatorial heritage." The deaths came as the country faced its fourth heat wave of the summer so far, which saw parts of Norfolk reach 34 degrees centigrade. During the drought, the lack of rain has meant waste, like oils and rubbish, which is rinsed down drains, starts to build up. During heavy rainfall, the surge of water then washes these contaminants into the river, known as the first flush, and it sucks out the oxygen in the water. The council collected 1,200 fish over 2 days, focusing on larger species, while Anglian Water has removed 2,126.